You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
John, I think you have some numbers we can give people. We're talking summer blockbusters. 50 years ago, Jaws was released.
Yeah, and I did see it was somewhere in Florida. They had an outdoor movie where you could actually be floating in the ocean while watching Jaws.
So it's like a drive-in meets Lazy River?
Yeah, but obviously you have no idea what's going on underneath. Yeah, just to add a little bit of spice to watching Jaws.
There you go.
On the reunion. But yeah, I pulled up the highest grossing movies of the 2010s, and this goes to your point. Now, a lot of these are good movies, and I have no problem with sequels. So the number one in the 2010s was Avengers Endgame, and I'm not going to say the number, but I'm just going to go down the list. Star Wars Episode 7. Avengers Infinity War, Jurassic World, Lion King Remake, Avengers, Furious 7, Frozen 2, Avengers Age of Ultron, Harry Potter the second part, Black Panther, Star Wars, Jurassic World. You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah, they're superheroes and sequels.
Yeah.
Which is what I said. But maybe people like this, and I'm not shaming you if this is what you like.
It feels like it.
I'm simply saying we've seen a shift. Jaws was unique. Jaws was standalone, unique storytelling. Star Wars original trilogy. E.T., Ghostbusters, Lion King, original. Men in Black, Independence Day. We used to have the summer blockbuster, used to be unique storytelling. And now we've gotten to the point where it's just easier. And I know you're saying it's not easy to generate this money. They have a built-in audience if they just re-rack and run back Superman again, which is coming out this summer. Right? We've seen Toy Story 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't even know what they're at anymore. Inside Out 2 was a mega success at the box office. I'm sure we'll get Inside Out 3. Just reskin a children's movie or a superhero movie. Make another Harry Potter movie. That's all you have to do to make money. You don't have to try to make a truly great summer blockbuster anymore.
But here's where I take issue with you. Like, I think it's universally accepted that the best two Avengers movies are Infinity War and Endgame. You want a world where those don't exist? I was
so some of that is
so entertained by those.
I think why those worked so well, and I'm not the comic book guy. They were building up to those, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of needed a part one, part two.
Yeah. I mean, all of them together. Yeah. You know, when you start getting into the Iron Man's a separator.
Yes.
You know, but it's like that's the thing I'm hearing is that you kind of want a world where that doesn't exist. Like sometimes like Toy Story 3, I think, is kind of thought of as the best.
It was an emotional, you know, heartstring at the end. It kind of felt like that was closure at the end of that movie.
And then,
you can make more money if you do four.
Yeah. I like four.
So you're right. Sometimes it's a money grab. I think the Disney 7, 8, and 9 Star Wars were money grabs.
Sure.
The people that were involved didn't have the same focus. But guess what? George Lucas sold that.
Well,
George Lucas held on to it forever because of its original value and artwork. And then I think he got older and kind of thought, well, I think I better make my money while I can.
But maybe that's the other thing I'm trying to bring up here is maybe that's just the way things are now, where summer is supposed to be cotton candy fluff easy, right? It's supposed to be, you know, the story already. Maybe that's just what summer blockbusters are now. It has to be.
I think movies,
a sequel. It has to be, oh, I can see it on a billboard and I know who Superman is. I know who Spider-Man is. I know who Iron Man is. I know who the Avengers are.
Yeah, I mean, so I think some of it, like comedies, I think people are a little scared to go places they used to go. I think they're guarded, you know, because you can get so easily canceled. I mean, there's some of the great comedies from when I was a kid or even before that, but you watch them because you heard about them, would be viewed as politically incorrect now.
What is the, you bring this up, what is the last great comedy? Like big movie theater style comedy. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. Maybe the ticket textures can fill in the blanks on that. It's a good question because everything, summer blockbusters, I guess, are just like blow up, explosions, Transformers, shooters, superhero save the day.
Well, I think when
action you're, movies.
You're coming to comedies, you're talking about movies like Where's the Anchorman?
Right.
You know, of this decade, where's the Step Brothers, which is my favorite comedy made this century. I just think it's outstanding. I mean, I miss that mindless stuff where it's not forced.
Right.
Like they're
right.
Funny jokes.
Yeah. They're funny jokes. And but when you're talking about some of the remakes, and you just, I think, said the key word, mindless.
Mm.
I'm going to go there and I'm going to be entertained. And for me, like we talked about John Wick 4. How many words does Keanu Reeves actually have in the movie? I don't care.
Right.
How many times does he shoot someone? Okay, That's really all I care about.
But the adjective mindless is just used.
Yeah.
Is that not what, Jim, you're fighting against? Is mindlessness of...
I guess my point is there should be room for both.
I don't need to go to a movie to have to think.
I know you want to turn your brain off. And I think there should be movies for that. But I think that's becoming really the entire industry.
If they're good, who cares?
Well, and I think it's not the entire industry. It's... Oscar bait is the other side of this, because I think that's the other downside is if you don't make the super turn your brain off easy button movie, if you want to win an Oscar, you're almost trying too hard for it, right? There's those kind of movies too, which try to be artsy, over the top artsy. Like Independence Day is just a classic summer blockbuster movie. Men in Black is a classic summer blockbuster movie, right? We don't really get those, with the exception, I think... Barbie Oppenheimer had a little moment where there was buzz and those were, you know, different spins and something unique, yeah. But those are rare. We don't really get that anymore.
No, but I think if you're talking about new movies, the ones that are original movies are like stories that are told like Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Right. That was a real life story.
Yeah. I suppose it's not original in the sense that it like was telling a true
right.
story,
but it was telling the behind the scenes of a story that, you know, I didn't live through that, but a lot of people did.
How about Ticket Texture saying last big summer comedy was Tropic Thunder? Talk about movies that was like late 2000s. Bridesmaids, last good comedy. Says the problem is pandemic has changed the box office and
that's part of it.
They're everything not making is, movies like that anymore.
Yeah, I mean, everything is, a lot of it is streaming now. If you want to have original content, there's plenty of original content on all of the streaming services.
The Hangover series, last great comedies.
Hilarious. Yes.
And again, it turned into a series. I get it. You make one, you're going to make money. You're going to make two, you're going to make three. But that becomes the model now where we're throwing back to like previous eras of money making. It's not even just one, two, three. It's the prequel, the sequel, the alternate universe. Stay in the money pit. Don't ever leave that thought process and don't actually go out and make something different or unique.
But I mean, so we talk about this in sports all the time. What drives the decisions of
money? I know
of ownership or of the universities. Why conference expansion? It's all about money. And if I could put out a sequel that I know is going to make money, that's what you do.
I get it. Doesn't mean you have to like it. Sometimes that same argument's made in sports. I get why they're doing it. Yeah. I don't have to like it.
I don't know. Maybe the next great comedy is going to be Happy Gilmore 2.
Another sequel.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Brad, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Good morning.
Brad, what are you thinking?
Well, I actually agree with you, Cookies. As my, I don't know why you're getting heat for this, but I do think I was listening to an interview recently from Matt Damon. He was talking about Good Will Hunting and Shawshank and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and why these movies just can't be made anymore. And they're just great original movies. And basically, he was saying that, I'm not sure if you know the story about why he was able to make a Good Will Hunting.
No.
But basically, him and Ben Affleck were basically homeless, and all they had was a script. And he was basically saying that that kind of stuff would never, ever happen today because only investors are the ones funding movies today because they're so expensive to make now, like so much more expensive. And investors are only going to invest if they know it's a win.
Yeah, you can project out a win if it's a superhero movie. There's some duds, but most of those movies do well. Or if I know, hey, Toy Story 2 was really good, 3 was really good, I got a feeling we can tell our investors
4 is going to be good.
4 is going to get you your money back. Yeah.
Yep, and not just that. He was also talking about how movies make a lot less today unless you're like a one of the top movies because DVD sales are gone now. And he was saying that was kind of the one thing kind of keeping lower budget movies like working, and now that those are gone, that like you're just never gonna see original movies like that anymore. It's awful.
Yeah, Brad, I appreciate you calling in and putting some thought into that. I didn't see that interview you're talking about, but it makes sense. It's just a different landscape. Ticket Texter says, I think the point Costa is trying to make is today's movies lack dialogue and storylines. It's chase scenes and blow up stuff, no substance.
Marketing to me.
I say, John's going, what's the problem? Ed in Clarkston, you're on 97.1.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
I was thinking the same thing as the last caller. Is it just lack of creativity nowadays, or is it the investors? Because my wife is one of the biggest movie buffs I've ever seen. She can watch a movie over and over and over and over again. My all-time favorite movie was Top Gun, followed up by Top Gun 2, until about 2 weeks after we saw it, we watched the original Star Wars. If you look at the plot of those two movies, they didn't do a whole lot of creativity in Top Gun 2, excuse me, Maverick. And one of her favorite movies of all time is How to Train Your Dragon.
Right.
Now they're coming out with the new one.
Yep.
Instead of being animated, it's CG. And for someone who can watch a movie over and over and over again, knowing the plot, she's like, she refuses to go see it. She goes, they didn't change anything other than animation versus computer generated.
It just looks cooler now, but it's the movie you're already.
But it's the exact same story.
Yeah, that's taking this to another level. Just rebooting the same exact movie.
But there are a lot of people that's good for.
Right, they didn't see the first one, or they want.
Or you saw the first one, and you want to see the second one, just. With different effects. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
It's 97.1.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.